Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers, dear listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another fantastic episode of the Silsila, the Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we are hoping that yourself and your family is safe and sound. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, we have a splendid topic of discussion, and please listen carefully, try to implement it for the pleasure of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Let's make some good intentions, and oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey this message to others as well, inshaAllahu Azza wa Jal. There are so many wonderful blessings for reciting salawat. Listen to this and make an intention to recite a minimum of 313 times every day, inshallah, azza wa jal. The final prophet of Allah, azza wa jal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, beautify your gatherings by reciting salat upon me, as your recital of salat upon me shall be light for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We all want that light. We know what to do. And try to dedicate some time of your day, every day, to recite the blessed Quran and to practice the blessed Sunnah, to recite Durood-e-Pak, Istighfar, Dhikrullah, and seeking knowledge of Deen from authentic sources. We have a lovely kalam and we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ay waliye Madina, bulwaiye Madina. 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 Ay waliye Madina, ay waliye Madina, bulwaiye Madina.
Madina,
Madina, Madina,
Madina,
Madina, Madina,
Madina, Madina, Madina, Madina,
Madina,
Madina, Madina, Madina,
Madina,
Madina,
Madina,
Madina,
Madina,
Madina, Madina,
Muddat se mere dil mein hai armaan e Madina. Muddat se mere dil mein hai armaan e Madina. काश पहुँच के दर जाना मदीना, काश पहुँच के दर जाना मदीना, پاس پہنچ کے در جانا نے مدینہ ہو جاؤں میں سو جان سے قربان مدینہ ہو جاؤں میں سو جان سے قربان مدینہ
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 سکندر تیرے در پر آتے ہیں مقدر کے سکندر تیرے در پر آتے ہیں مقدر کے سکندر سے کوئی مہمان مدینہ بے اذن ہو کیسے کوئی مہمان مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
قدموں میں بلا لیجیے بدکار کو آقا قدموں میں بلا لیجیے بدکار کو آقا اس کو بنا لیجیے مہمان مدینہ اور اس کو بنا لیجیے مہمان مدینہ
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 حکومت کی طلب ہے عطار کو دولت نہ حکومت کی طلب ہے عطار کو دولت نہ حکومت اس کو تو سلطان مدینہ دے دیجے بقی اس کو تو سلطان مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. I'm sure you enjoyed that beautiful kalam you can listen to more splendid Hamd Sharif, Manqabat, Naat Sharif, Munajat from Naat Production on YouTube. This is our official, Dawood Islami's official page. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, instead of wasting away our life in unnecessary conversations, useless activities, listening to that which is prohibited, to music, etc., listen to these things. Listen to the recitation of the glorious Quran. Do it with good intentions. And you'll enjoy the listening and you'll be earning reward as well. We are talking about an Islamic ethos. And we know, especially for many out there who are living in Western countries, that the ethos, the environment that they are in is largely immodest, largely immoral, and there's not much of religiosity or Islamic content that can be found when you're walking on the streets, etc. But the change, if I want an Islamic ethos in my society, that's where we must aim, for our society at large, to create an Islamic environment of modesty, of good morals and ethics and what have you, then the change starts with you and me, with us as the individual. So this change, that change in our own lives starts right here in the mindset. You change your mindset and you change everything. That's how it works. Now imagine this now. And you need to ask yourself as a parent or a grandparent out there, how much have I taught my child or grandchild? Become the first drop of the rainfall. Be the change and become the change that you want to see in your life, in your home, in your society at large, in your community. Don't just wait for the change to happen. You know, things are so bad, the environment, so much of crime is there, and so much of immorality has spread across, immodesty. You go on the phone, you check the billboards, you open the paper, the TV. There's so much of this filth that is out there. What can I do? You can do something. You absolutely can do something. Yes, collectively, if many people, they say that if you want light work, many people make light work, definitely. But sometimes it takes one person to start the chain effect. It takes one person to start those dominoes rolling, to inspire others so that they together create that Islamic environment. So this is what we are looking for. So how do we go about it? When we know there are vast challenges, perhaps in a Muslim country, it won't be so challenging. Their challenges will be there, no doubt. But in places where Muslims are a minority, in places where the Muslims are very small in numbers, then it's possible that the challenges will be much more. Okay? So the change starts with us. We need to make up our mindset, and Dawood Islami is there to assist you and me all the way and every step of the way, starting with the empowering of authentic Islamic knowledge. And what the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, what the Quran teaches us, and what are our Islamic values. That's the starting point. Knowledge is power, knowledge is light. To see through the darkness of all the immorality and immodesty that is happening, the filth in society which is happening, the crime, the drugs, the alcohol, the clubs, the music, the premarital, extramarital relationships, and usury and riba, interest, all of this filth. So once we become aware, then we can start, okay, let's effect a change. And this is what Dawood Islami does. Wherever it goes, anywhere in the world, Dawood Islami establishes a Madani Markaz, an Islamic center, to call the people for salah, to create Madrasatul Madinas, so that they receive education, the kids, the teens, the grown-ups, Islamic sisters facilities separately as well. So it's a holistic approach that Dawood Islami offers. And then you have Nek A'mal for personal development. You have Qafilas, which are outreach programs. We have other activities and departments of Dawood Islami, reaching out to the community, going out in the community, house to house, shop to shop. Subhanallah, how amazing is this system designed by none other than the Kamil Wali of the time, His Eminence, Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Tam Barakatum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawood Islam. This fragrance of Attar has spread across the globe, across the world. You and I are benefiting from this and are enjoying this beautiful fragrance of the reviving of the Sunan in our lives. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So parents in particular, or those who have influence in society, you can sway opinion. You can actually bring the change about an Islamic revolution towards practicing the Sunnah, towards obeying the commands of the Quran. Look at the life of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Because what are we planting in this world? What are we planting? Ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah. The world is a farm for the hereafter. So if I do not create an Islamic environment, how am I going to plant those seeds of good deeds? If the environment is not there, a person will end up planting bad seeds, defective seeds, meaning sinful activities, and will get the harvest of punishment in the hereafter, the harvest of hell in the hereafter. Allah protect us against that. But Shaitan is busy at work. He does not want you and I to create an Islamic ethos in our homes, in our societies. So he creates fitna, he creates mischief and difficulties in society, amongst family members, amongst community members as well. And he promotes all of this filth and dirt of alcoholism, drug abuse, and verbal abuse, psychological abuse, physical assaults, and crimes as well. So we need to make up our minds that, you know what, I need to effect change. And gather your family members. Imagine if every family did this. The man, the husband, the man, he is the leader of the home. He is the shepherd of the flock. Please keep this in mind. This is the Islamic teaching, the Islamic perspective as well. And once you interfere with this, and we see in the Western world, we see it, how divorces have skyrocketed, where to such an extent that many youngsters out there do not want to get married. Many young men do not want to get married because they see this, they look at the statistics, they look at the difficulties that come with getting married in their setting, in their environment. Now imagine if it was an Islamic environment, that the boy or the man had an Islamic thinking, and the girl and the lady had an Islamic thinking. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. You see it throughout the ages. And you will notice that those Muslim couples that are not grounded in Islamic values and teachings, they end up like the Western couples, where the marriages are dissolved, divorced. Who gets affected the most? Children. Who cares about the children? Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal protect us and our families against the different types of trials and tribulations that are out there. Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah has advised us something very, very simple that any of us can do. Each and every one of us we can implement in our homes. Number one, Nek A'mal. Do you want to create an Islamic ethos in your home? Nek A'mal, pious deeds. Obtain the hard copy from Maktabatul Madina, which is the publications department and bookshop of Dawood Islami, or you can download the free soft copy from DawoodIslami.net or App Store or Play Store. It's called Nek A'mal. And this is a self-questionnaire, because that's where you're starting with. The starting point is yourself, to change your life, to become punctual with salah, to establish your salah, to perform salah properly, to make sure that I'm reading every letter properly, out of salah, in salah, my positions of ruku, sujood are correct, my tasbihat are correct. So nek amal is for personal development. It is a tried and tested program. So imagine if you implement this in your life and you extend it to your spouse, your parents, your children or your grandchildren if you have any. And each one now, every day, is taking out 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 12 minutes of their time to fill out nek a'mal. Every day, even if they do not implement everything, but they're asking themselves these questions every day. About, did you make good intentions today? Did you read your salah today? Did you lie today? Did you backbite today? Did you make fun of others today? Did you respect your parents today? Etc. etc. There's about 50 odd somewhat questions, daily questions. That itself psychologically will create a shift in thinking. It will take a little bit of time, no doubt. It won't happen overnight like this. It will take some time. But if you have consistency, if you have the drive to start, the passion and enthusiasm to start, and the consistency to follow suit, to continue with it, then definitely you will see positive results. We have a short clip and we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sayyiduna Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala once rented a house. Just adjacent to the house was the house of a non-Muslim. Due to his enmity and malice, he used to throw dirty water and filth in the blessed house of Sayyiduna Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala through a roof drain. But he rahmatullahi ta'ala used to remain patient. He does not say anything. And then one day, that person himself came to Sayyiduna Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayh and humbly asked, "Don't you have any problem with the filth that passes through my roof drain? You do not have any problem?" Sayyiduna Malik bin Dinar replied gently, "Whatever filth enters my house through that roof drain, I simply sweep it out." The non-Muslim humbly asked, "Don't you get angry despite so much trouble?" Sayyiduna Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, "I do. I absolutely do. But I suppress it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the glorious Quran, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. "And who restrain anger and who pardon man. And virtuous people are dear to Allah." Having heard this reply, the non-Muslim embraced Islam. Akhlaq ho acche, mera kirdar ho sutra, mahboob ka sadqa tu mujhe nek bana de. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah azza wa jal. This is what it's about. About learning and teaching, teaching and learning. This is the ongoing process from the cradle to the grave. So that's the starting point of imbuing our lives individually with authentic Islamic education, with knowledge. So that will drive you. In fact, that will empower you and drive you to start implementing Islamic values in your home. Because this is where we start. The starting point also is your home. I mean, I can't go into somebody else's home and tell them, "Oh, you know what, you know, do this and don't do this." They may get offended, right? In a polite way, I can extend the call to righteousness. I can do that. But in my home, and especially as the father, as the head of the home, the man, you can implement these things. Yes, you cannot implement everything one time, otherwise, you know, you're not going to get the results. But one step at a time. I mentioned before the filler that nek a'mal, try it out. I'm telling you, you have absolutely nothing to lose. Try it out and see for yourself. You start with yourself and then slowly you get your spouse to start filling. Then slowly you get your parents or your siblings, your kids or their grandchildren. step-by-step process. Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah also advises us to start a home dars. Dars means a lesson, a short lesson. 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, not too long. The material is available. If you go to dawoodislami.net and you click on the books tab, you'll find hundreds and hundreds of books and booklets that you can download absolutely for free, on different topics. But we would advise, start with Fizan Sunnah. This is the masterpiece that Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah has penned, has authored. And it is a treasure trove of goodness, of knowledge, of sunan and adab, of Islamic social etiquettes. Allah Akbar, it's amazing. Start with that, Fizan Sunnah. And then you can move on to any other books and booklets. So you all sit together as a family. Remember, we're talking about creating an Islamic ethos, which takes a little bit of time. But if you don't make the start, then how would you, if you can think about it, you know, how I wish I had a lovely Islamic environment where there's a respect, mutual respect between parents and the children and the siblings and, you know, spouses and what have you. We can keep dreaming. Unless and until we do not start implementation, we won't see any results. So let's say you got your hands on Fizan Sunnat. You got your hands on a hard copy of Fizan Sunnat. Subhanallah. Otherwise, a soft copy, no problem. And you make the minds of all the family members. Okay, you know what? Let's have a 3 minutes home dars. What's a dars? It's just a lesson. Okay? Make everybody sit down together. No phones, no tablets, no devices. All full concentration on the one who is speaking. And give each one a turn. Say, okay, right, you prepare these two paragraphs for Monday. You prepare these two paragraphs for Tuesday, for Wednesday, for Thursday. Give each one a turn. You're sitting together as a family. What a lovely quality time that you are having. And then you are reading out from one of the books of Dawud Islami, from Fizan Sunnat. So you are spending quality time, the 3 minutes, 5 minutes or 7 minutes. Not too long, not half an hour and 45 minutes, no. 7 minutes or 5 minutes is okay. So you're sitting together as a family, that's quality time, with undivided attention, no devices distracting one and diverting one's attention, and you're discussing about deen, you're learning something. So in the process, you are creating. Every day if you do this, yeah, I'm sure we can spare at least 5 minutes a day for our own betterment, in order to create that Islamic ethos and environment at home. We can do it. Shaitan will not want it. He will not want it because he knows this is actually an attack on him. He'll want the person to just be absorbed in those devices and in social media and all the filth that is out there. So we have to, you know, just dig our feet deep into the ground and say, no, I'm going to do this with my family. Starting with my family, and then you see, you do it every day, after a week, after a month, after 6 months, after 12 months, subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, you yourself will feel that, why did I not start this earlier? And also, join the activities of Dawud Islami. Immerse yourself in Dawud Islami's programs, and you'll see for yourself as well, that you will get that empowerment to empower others as well. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
الله الله Start your day with remembrance of Allah Start your day with remembrance of Allah